Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It is Niall Boylan with you right to 12 o'clock midnight tonight, by the way. Shocking story. Gardaí are expected to commence a murder investigation following the death of the Canadian tourist 10 days after he was assaulted in O'Connell Street in Dublin. Nino Dalmajian, a single man from Montreal, was injured in an incident in the early hours of June the 23rd and died in the Mater Hospital on Tuesday. Our condolences to his family, his friends and everybody else. And I hope that comes to a decent conclusion in the end. Shocking, all the same, isn't it? That's the kind of news that travels worldwide. You know, that another tourist in Ireland, this is the second time this has happened in the last 2 years, of course, another tourist has died. And it is shocking to hear, absolutely shocking. Anyway, we've a lot to get through tonight. By the way, you know the way I like to have my little climate change rant at the start of every show? So, as you know, the world was supposed to be burning, or Ireland was supposed to be burning, according to they told us last year. 2024 is going to be the hottest day of the year, hottest year ever in the world. Blah, blah, blah. But it's not. Like, the average temperatures are actually down. But RTE, of course, ran a story this morning saying we are 20 times more likely to beat our record of 33 degrees. Now, of course, remembering, of course, how temperatures are measured worldwide at the moment, they're based on ground temperature, not air temperature anymore, so they're always going to be a little bit higher. But anyway, 33 degrees, 20 times more likely, according to Maynooth University. And I'm going, okay, so why do they do that? What's the relevance of this story when it's not actually 33 degrees today and it's not going to be 33 degrees today or any time in the next few days, according to the weather forecast, if they're ever right, to be honest with you. So it was like, okay, Maynooth University, we need to do something. They're getting a bit bored now. They're not afraid of the climate change thing. Let's just get something out. Okay, what's the highest temperature you have? 33. Okay, can we do a bit of reverse engineering on this and make up a story? Well, not make it up, but like do some multiples around it that we're kind of like 10 times more likely or 20 times more likely or 30 times more likely to get that temperature soon. Not a specific day, just soon. Okay, that's good. We'll do that. So, I mean, what are people being paid for? What, just keep the old fear going? You know what I mean? Anyway, sorry. I couldn't resist talking about it. I want to talk about vapes. Yeah, vapes. I have one there. Yeah. And I want to talk about tips. Do you ever give tips? Should we have a culture of tipping in Ireland? And also, of course, this new tourist tax. My gosh, you think tourists weren't pissed off enough coming to this country being ripped off, and now we want to take a little bit more money off them, squeeze them for every penny that they've got when they're already being ripped off. I mean, let's be clear about it. Ireland is not a cheap destination anymore, and we want to encourage people here, not discourage them. We'll talk about that later on. But first, I was told that I have to do this in an Australian accent. All right, mate. Is that... put a teeny on the barbie. Now, is that a few teenies and a barbie? You may have heard the Australia has become the first country to ban the sale of vapes outside of pharmacies. Huh? Oh, you don't want me to do the whole thing in Australian? I thought you wanted me to read the whole thing in Australian accent, Jane. Yes, as informed today, it is illegal to sell vapes other than for therapeutic reasons. That's the worst Australian accent ever, so I'm not going to continue with that. Australians must now produce a prescription and even then cannot buy most flavours that are popular among young users, such as bubblegum, for example. And of course, we're asking, should we follow suit? The line between a nanny state and a state that wants you to be healthy can be fine. And tonight, we're asking, is banning a fair solution to help people stopping smoking? Now, we did talk about smoking a while ago, but let's move on to the vapes and stop the kids ever starting or start smoking as well, because, of course, vaping can lead to smoking. Or have we learned nothing from prohibition? I mean, will Australia just see lots of black market vapes popping up? I mean, the world is hard enough, isn't it? I suppose just let people smoke. Actually, what will this do to the sale of real cigarettes, one wonders? I mean, if people can't get vapes, will they go back to real cigarettes and smoking again? But tonight I want to know what you think. Should Ireland be doing the same as they're doing down under and banning the sale of vapes outside of pharmacies? By the way, I don't understand the pharmacy aspect of it. You know, what doctor goes, okay, I'm going to write you a prescription for 3 vapes? I mean, what ailment does vaping require some sort of prescription? Jane, did you look into that? Look, can you find out for me why you would be prescribed vapes? I don't understand that. Anyway, can you please... Oh, Jane, turn that off. Can you please tell me if we should do the same thing? The number, as usual, 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Jean.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Jean. How are you keeping this fine, wonderful day?
It's very cold.
It is, isn't it? That's climate change, Jean. Climate change.
I was out doing my front garden, mowing the lawn and the back, so I've done, they're all nice and neat.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And are they looking well? Yeah. Are you proud of them?
Very good. Yes.
All right, good. So, Jean, tell me, tell me once and once only, should we just ban vaping altogether?
Niall, it's a very difficult question to answer because you're going to get people who are still going to do it. And regardless of whether you should ban it or not, they're going to find some way of smoking a vamp or, you know, vamping, because it's just one of those things that I don't think you're ever going to get a proper answer to.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, see, the problem is when you ban vapes, there are some people who went off the cigarettes and went on to vaping, right? And if you ban the vapes or make it difficult for to get the vapes, because if they're only available in, you know, a pharmacist, they're probably more expensive, they might go back onto the smokes again.
Yes, I agree. It's true. But both are very bad. Mm. Smoking is bad for you and vaping is bad for you.
Did you ever do either, Jean?
And I just tried, you know, when you're young, stupid.
Yeah.
I tried a John Player Blue cigarette when I was about 18 or something like that.
Yep.
And it made me dizzy. So I said, no, thank you. I'm not doing it anymore. And that's the only thing. I don't smoke and I don't drink.
Yeah, when I was 15, Jean, I was on a DART train. Well, actually, it wasn't a DART in those days. It was an old-fashioned train out to Rush. And a mate of mine had a packet of 10 Major. And I was only about 15. Right. And he said, do you want a cigarette? And I thought I was the coolest thing in the world because my mother and father both smoked about 60 cigarettes each a day. So I thought this was the coolest thing in the world. So I, like you, I smoked it. I went green. I opened the window because in those days you could open. Do you remember you could go to the door and open the, pull down the window of the train? And
yes.
I got sick out the window of the train, right?
Oh, no.
And as soon as I did, I went back to him and said, can I have another one? Oh. I've been smoking ever since.
Oh, you're bold.
I know. I've given them up loads of times. Only recently in January, you might remember, I gave them up for a couple of months again and went bloody back on them again.
Well, so, this is it. It is very hard habit, all right. I agree, it is.
Yeah, but I have vaped. I vaped as well. I vaped for 3 years.
I don't know. I mean, the smell isn't as bad as the cigarettes, but the, you know.
Still not good for you. No, it's not good for you.
No. They say it's not good for you anyway, no matter what you do.
No. Don't get me wrong. It's safer than smoking, but it's still not safe, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know whether banning things works. Do you know what I mean? When you ban stuff, does it actually work or does it just put it into the black market?
No, I don't think anybody, you can't ban anything. Mm. Because you're going to get people to still doing it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, like imagine me banning cutting grass. You'd be still out there, Gene, with your lawnmower cutting the grass. I hope he didn't trim the bushes.
You should have seen it, Niall. You should have seen it.
Oh.
Over there before I actually had to get someone in. I have a lawnmower outside, but I actually had to get between the rain and all the rain, and then it just suddenly.
Right.
Up. So I had to get someone in.
What was it like
in,
up to your, the grass was up to your knees, was it?
Oh, it was. So I couldn't, I mean, like I have a lawnmower out there, but I said, no, get someone else to do it. So. They came in and did it for me. It was very nice.
Okay. I hope you didn't do the bushes, did you?
I don't have a bushes.
Oh, okay. No, because I'm just letting people know you're not supposed to trim the bushes this time of the year. It's actually against the bylaws because it's the nesting season.
I agree. No. I don't have any trees around my house.
Yeah, don't be trimming your bush. Okay. I'm just saying you don't trim your bush this time of the year.
Why are you laughing?
Okay, hold on for a second, Gene. Dave, hi, how are you doing, Dave?
You're only The only reason you even asked that lady that question is so you can make that joke. Be honest.
I was actually thinking of trimming my own bushes, but then somebody said to me, you're not supposed to do it this time of the year, so that's how I know that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Come here. At your age, who are you trimming your bush for?
Anyway, at my age, I shouldn't be trimming my bush, he said. That's what he said, Gene. Yeah. So Dave, getting back to vaping, you know, Gene says you can't stop it. Like, it's kind of pointless banning it.
Well, like people are still going to get them over the internet. You know, you're still going to buy them over the internet. And then the risk you run there is people are buying them from cheap websites in China. You know, it's like when they, you know, people are buying like the counterfeit cigarettes, and then they tested some of them. They found some of them contain monkey feces.
Yeah, you know, camel feces, camel toenails is what I heard. Yeah, yeah.
Ew. Yeah. So, like, what's the point? You know, you only drive it underground. People might end up on cigarettes again. I mean, like, if governments were really, really like serious about wanting people to give up cigarettes, the likes of like nicotine cessation products would be free. Mm. You know.
Well, they are. They are in England. They're in the NHS.
I know they are in England, but I'm saying about here. Like they pay lip service, but I mean, if like everybody starts smoking in the morning, how much would our economy lose in revenue?
Here's they've worked this out before, right? It probably wouldn't lose an awful lot, and I'll tell you why. Because the money that we do make in revenue from cigarettes, which is quite substantial, by the way, the money that we do make in revenue in cigarettes, we do spend it back on healthcare. You know, for problems that people have from smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a fair point, I suppose. But, and I'm sure, let's be honest, I'd probably just find something else we all enjoy and tax that. It'd be like a beach tax or, you know.
Well, we'll be talking about that later on, a hotel tax, which is what they want to bring in now as well. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yep. What do you mean a hotel tax? Are they not fucking expensive enough as it is, no?
Oh, no, they're bringing in a tax. It's called, I'm saying, here, have a list here, tourist tax. Yeah, it's called tourist tax. They want to bring it in. Hotel tourist tax. They have it, by the way, and other countries do have it.
But other countries have like a nicer climate, more stuff to do, and cheaper hotels to stay in.
Okay,
I want to go out for two nights with my boys there for, you know, over the summer, and I'm not doing it because I just wouldn't spend the money that they're looking for this shit. Like,
yeah, but if you go to Florida or somewhere like that, and you book your hotel online and booking.com. And let's say it's 300 quid for the week, right, for your room, right? And then as you're leaving the hotel, they go, that's grand, that's $75, please. And you go, what's that for?
Right.
Hotel tax.
Right. Okay, that's fair enough. That's $375, right, for a week in a hotel. I looked for two nights away from myself in Dubai, and it was €860.
I know.
Two nights. I know. In Rosslare.
I know.
So.
I know.
Slight bit of a difference.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, it is expensive. Okay, we'll come to that later on. Getting back to the vaping. Dave, see, the problem is vaping is attractive to young people. And unlike cigarettes, young people, 15 years of age, vaping outside their schools, you know, and that could lead on to smoking later in life.
No, I've seen, do you know what? I genuinely don't think the kids to start a vaping will ever like make the move onto cigarettes. Because like I remember someone said it before. They were like, "Oh, you bring in those vapes." Because you know, I remember years ago when they brought in Alka-Pops, and they were like, "Geez, all the kids be drinking in because they look like lemonade." But I always thought people were like, "Yeah, all right, yeah, kids are gonna start like vaping because they think it looks cool. You're full of shit." And then it turned out I was actually the one that was wrong. There seems to be something. Now, again, I'm saying this as a smoker. I see a bunch of kids vaping while I'm smoking a cigarette going, look at those fucking agents over there. So, you know, I do get it. I mean, like, for to buy the vapes anyway. Like, I've seen kids going to shops in their school uniforms go, hey, could I get a mango or watermelon?
Bubblegum flavor. Bubblegum.
Yeah. And your man throws it out. And I'm like, when I was your age and I wanted to get smokes, I had to bribe a friend's mother to go into the shop to get them for me.
Yeah.
You know? So, banning them, it wouldn't do anything. I look with anything. It's education. And, like, to be fair, like, if you're going to say we're going to ban vapes because we don't know enough about them, I would nearly go along with that because they haven't been around long enough for us to know, you know, really are there very any, like, long-term effects.
But
know,
there's like, been more studies. Really okay, there's been more studies done on vapes than probably anything else that's been released in the last 20 years because of that very reason, independent studies. And according to the independent studies, although not safe, they're 95% safer than smoking. Now, that still doesn't mean they're safe.
Well, yeah, but like, no. We don't know how to say like long-term effects, because like the big ones with the batteries in them.
Oh yeah.
Like I've read stuff where the cadmium comes off the batteries and collects in your body, and you don't really know if there's like, if you've poisoning from heavy metals like that for decades.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing with welders who like do stainless steel and galvanize and stuff like that. You don't know the effects for 20, 30, 40 years down the line. So it could turn out that like there's people who've been vaping, metals have been coming off the batteries, and we're finding out here's a new disease caused by.
Yeah, because if we go back in time, we go back in time. Like, I'm 60. I don't know how old you guys are. Gene, I'm not going to ask a lady her age, but I'm assuming you're not under 40. So let's. Oh, I'm going to come to Eilish to say it in a second. It's her birthday. Gene, when you were younger, smoking was seen as something cool, particularly for young ladies, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose it was in those days. It was. I mean, was that the only thing? Could you get vaping when I was young, which was about 90 years ago?
90 years ago. Gene!
90 years ago.
Yeah, speak up. It's hard to hear you, Gene. Speak up a little bit. Come.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go on. Yeah. But it was...
No, I as I say, smoking was just there, but was the vaping anywhere around at that stage?
No, there was no vaping then. Vaping only came out in the kind of mid-2000s. That's when it started first.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, okay, let me go to Eilish as well. Eilish, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you?
Good. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, dear Eilish. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Jane is playing music.
That's lovely.
Jane is playing music.
That's lovely.
I don't know what she's doing.
Thank you.
Jane, what are you doing?
Happy birthday to you. Hey, Jade, did you show Niall my picture? That's me. Happy birthday.
Spare me. What's going on? This is live radio. Can we stop?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Jane,
thank you,
no, Jane. Jane, can you stop? Okay, thank you. We've done the happy birthday. I've no
control.
Okay, sorry. Okay, Eilish, do you smoke or do you vape?
I'm here having a little rolly at the moment, Old Holborn. And I've smoked since I was about 22. And I'm 60 today.
Right? Okay.
And the way I feel about it, Niall, is this country, they want to ban everything.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
They want to ban
everything. Some things. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a choice.
Yeah, they want to ban me off the radio too, but that didn't work.
I'm sorry you didn't get into the European
thing. I wasn't talking about that. I'm just saying.
You would have been brilliant. But anyway.
Yeah, go on.
No, it's like, you know, there are so many other issues in this country. I mean, fan vaping and all that rubbish.
Alcohol and, some things like that.
I tried them. And like, Steve, I'd never come up against him.
No.
He wants to ban everything.
Oh,
he does.
Yeah, he does.
He bans things. I didn't mean to say that. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you drink as well, Eilish?
I love wine.
It's wine o'clock.
I'm having a glass of wine. I'm 60. I spent the day with my beautiful daughter in Waterford City.
And a bottle of wine?
No. I didn't.
When did you start drinking the wine? About an hour ago, was
it? We went for an Italian meal, okay?
Right.
And anyway, sorry.
Dave, say happy birthday to Eilish there. She's obviously having a good time.
Can we go back to the point?
What else in those rollies, no?
Can I go back to the point?
Is there anything else in those rollies, those old Holborns?
Can I go back?
Oh, yeah, sorry, go back to your point. Go on.
Can I go back to the point?
Yeah, go back to the point.
Right. There are about banning vaping and all that rubbish.
Yeah.
Why don't they ban, for example, greyhound racing, right? All this. We're being told every single day.
Why greyhound racing in particular? You kind of aimed for that one there, didn't you? The greyhound racing, you kind of aimed for that.
Yeah, because I'm a little lurcher.
Oh, you have a little lurcher.
Kyle, I'm absolutely a complete dog lover. I sent a picture there to Jade.
Okay, thanks.
And this little lurcher, she was used and abused.
Sorry, I'm very sorry to hear that, Eilish, but if we could stick to the point of the vaping, it would be great. Very sorry to hear about your lurcher.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm glad he's all right now.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice. Yeah.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
And the way I feel about it is, I did it.
You did.
I bought them.
The vapes.
They're good.
They're great.
They're all right, like.
They're okay.
You know? But there's nothing like an old Holborn little Rolly.
Great, isn't it? On now 2024, we're promoting smoking on the air. This is just it couldn't get any better.
Good sorry, Guam. Good enough.
Yeah, wonderful.
John August Benna.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Happy birthday, Eilish. Okay, Dave. Sorry, we'll just pretend all that didn't happen. All right.
I love live radio.
You just can't beat it. You can't. You just never know what's going to happen. Never did in my wildest dreams did I think we'd be promoting smoking on the radio. Somebody telling me how wonderful it was to have our old Holborn. Can I just point out, by the way, it is my personal responsibility as a broadcaster to tell you that smoking is not good for you, right? Anyway, sorry, Dave. I suppose the only thing that we kind of took from what Eilish said is, you know, there are so many other things in this world.
Down with greyhound racing, up with cigarettes.
Yeah, down with the greyhound racing, up with the cigarettes. But there are so many other things we should ban in this world. Does prohibition, you know this line, prohibition doesn't work. You hear people saying that about drugs and all sorts of things, right? But I don't know. I think prohibition does make a difference.
Well, it does work in the sense that, like, the things that are prohibited are shoved underground, so they're not as widely available. So, you know, if you don't want your heroin or your cocaine or your this or your that, you kind of have to go to extra lengths to get them. And, you know, you'd have to know the guy to get it off as opposed to being able to walk into a shop and get it, like, you know.
But everybody uses America. Everybody uses America as an example. Remember, they prohibited alcohol for many years. And they said, it went then, you know, to the speakeasies and all that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. The actual line, prohibition doesn't work now. Now, we prohibit murder. We prohibit speeding in cars. We prohibit certain things. Now, people still do those things. Bad people still do those things. But less people do them. Yeah.
Yeah, but most people who say prohibition doesn't work, I usually follow up with the line of cannabis should be legalized. You know what I mean? So they're saying it because they have their own agenda with it. You know, I mean, it does work to a certain extent. It doesn't work 100%, but at the same time, you know, like, we probably have a much different society if heroin was legal, for example. You know, a lot more people would probably try it because it's legal, you know? So there is that. But it does and it doesn't work. I mean, it does work in the sense that, yeah, these things aren't as widely available, but it doesn't work in the sense that if people want something, they will generally tend to get their hands on it, you know?
Okay, well, let me
just
go.
Depends on what you want it.
Let me just go to Melissa as well. Melissa, hi, how are you?
Thank you, Niall. I've been listening very patiently here and commenting.
Eilish was a hoot, wasn't she?
Oh my God, laughter yoga for my day. That's all I can say.
Jean cutting our grass and Eilish drinking our wine. I mean, what more could you ask for on live radio?
You know, I'm bringing back, you know, I'm going to start advocating for sweet afternoons. Slow swiftly and get rid of the vape.
So
remember that little flow swiftly, sweet. I can't remember.
Swiftly, sweet after. Yeah. That's right.
The one. You remember that?
Okay, so Melissa, the Australians have banned vaping.
100% against vape. 100% against vape.
But should we ban
them?
They
are targeted to children. I think for over 21 of people that can make up their mind if, you know, they go one pop torn lung or not. And look into, you know, it was not, and I'm going to be very clear of this because I was very vocal on it when there were, you know, every second shop in Waterford here. And if that lady would like to let me know where in Waterford she was eating her nice Italian, pass on where she was. But I just want to say, looking at the vapes and all the young people on them, they think this is better than smoking because Sinn Féin did say in the EU in 2016, they were going to make Ireland, when they had four MEPs out there, the first non-Irish smoking country in within the EU.
Yeah.
But, and now we see all of this, and there'll be vape shops, and they've little cartoons and colours and making it look like sweets that younger and younger and younger people, where I see 9 and 10 year olds with vapes, as contrary to that gentleman who spoke before me, I don't see 9 and 10 year old children on heroin. So there's a big difference there.
Yeah, but there is laws. We did bring in laws in January to stop young people buying vapes.
Only over a certain age. 16, again, I want that age. Yeah, but I want that up to 21 personally.
Okay.
Because when they were brought in here, and their synthetic chemicals is actually more dangerous than tobacco, as in pure tobacco. I'm not talking about cigarettes with all the chemicals. And I'm sitting here speaking to you as someone who has been diagnosed of a second, not just a first, but a second lung cancer this week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And those vapes are more, I'm 15 days in the hospital, so looking forward to going on to speak with you and missed the call this morning. But secondary breast cancer, so it's not
I'm so sorry to hear that, Melissa. Says. Yeah, okay, I'm so
thank
sorry.
Thank you very much. But God,
and I hope, and I wish you a speedy recovery.
Thank you, but please, the young people, stay off the vapes. And they're even more dangerous than nicotine is to the lung, because of it being a synthetic chemical made in a lab.
Yeah, well, we don't know exactly. Dave mentioned there a few minutes ago, of course.
We don't know what the future holds. Research.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I have done the research on vapes and was very against it while sitting as an elected councillor, and did voice this publicly at the time. And they were not, and the proper health measures were not looked into before we had vape shops opened all over the place. You know, I would put it in the same level as those head shops that were open, and too much damage done.
I want to be fair. No, hang on, Melissa. I want to be fair to the vape shops that sell them, right? They are regulated. The products have to be passed by the EU. Right. Now, I'm not saying they're safe. I'm not suggesting that for a minute, by the way, because according to the research, smoking is 95% safer, but vaping is still not safe. It's still not a good thing to do. It's not good for your lungs.
No, it's not good for your lungs.
Especially
when it's targeted to children, yeah. Niall. And it is very targeted. The flavours, the cartoon characters on them. I see my own young fella, thank God he doesn't smoke, but all, you know, I've seen his friends with the vapes, and I've tried to educate them, and all the cartoon characters and the different flavors, they're selling them like a sweet to kids, and more children are taking it up. And I see an amount of children in Waterford City walking around corners with the vapes, and it looks cool. Like, we all know the cigarettes look cool in the old black and white films, and we all felt cool at 16. I'm 53 years of age, like, but I would still rather take, if I wanted to have a smoke, tobacco with less chemicals than a synthetic.
I wouldn't advise either, personally, Melissa, right? I wouldn't advise either. But in saying that, you know, I don't think it's wise to suggest that smoking a cigarette, which has, I don't know, 500 different chemicals in it as well.
I said something that comes from a plant has less chemicals than a synthetic in a lab made and causes popcorn lung. And just for your audience, please look up popcorn lung.
Oh no, I've read up about popcorn lung, and some people say it's a myth, and others say it's not. So it's actually true.
It's scientifically proven. Yeah.
Okay.
By doctors all over the world. Okay, I'll leave it at that.
No, it's
the children.
Yeah, no, and I believe you genuinely care about people, and obviously in your own predicament, obviously, you know that you've been diagnosed with cancer. Of course, you care more than anybody else because you don't want to see anybody else in your situation, and I understand that too. Dave, that means give up the smokes, Dave.
Why are you saying that to me?
Well, because you're smoking.
Yeah, and you smoke too.
I know. I'm just saying. You know, yeah. Melissa
is off the wagon too.
Melissa is living proof that we should be giving them up.
By the way.
Oh yeah, the red.
I've tried. I swear to God, I hate it.
We're going to have to get you a Kangen water machine.
Is it?
In that office.
Listen.
Yeah, Kangen water.
That's the can of Red Bull.
See? At yours. I see it every day on Facebook.
All right, okay. Everybody sees it when I'm on the video during the day of the podcast. They always see the can of Red Bull on the desk beside me. Actually, Steve, just wait there for a second because I have to go to a break. I'll come to you in a second. Dave, stay with me as well. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. All right, mate. The Australians have given up. They banned the vaping for good. That's my best Australian accent. Sorry, John, I can't do any better than that. I'm asking you, should we do the same? The only way you can get it in Australia now is from a pharmacy. If you've been prescribed it for therapeutic reasons, which I find very odd, anybody would prescribe it. And the reason is, by the way, all nicotine vapes in Australia are regulated as therapeutic goods. This means they can only be purchased now at pharmacies to help people quit smoking, to manage their nicotine dependence. It is illegal for retailers such as tobacconists, vape shops or convenience stores to sell any type of vapes. Now because they've now banned it. So I want to know what you think. Is that a good idea? Should we ban the use of vapes apart from a cessation product, to use as a cessation product for cigarette smokers? I know a level of sanity is going to come back to the show at some point in the next 10 or 15 minutes. It must. I'm ashamed of the show. Steve, hi, how are you?
I have a blinding headache. A whopper of a headache. Between your bad singing and your bogey Australian accent, and Eilish, whose cheese has clearly slid off her cracker a long time ago.
She wants to ban greyhound racing for good reason. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, we've lost you there. Hold on, we'll get you back in a second. Unfortunately. Go ahead, Jake. Go ahead.
Sorry about the old bogey there for a second again. Ban the fucking things.
Why?
I'm sorry, because we already have enough shit on the market to damage people. I mean, the number one killer in the world is sugar, and you have obese people left, right, and centre who is just shoveling this shit into them. Like you, I'm not currently obese, but you sitting there with your cans of Red Bull, which brought it into my mind. Do you know how many spoons of sugar is in that crap?
16.
Do you have any idea?
16.
16. And you moron, you dope, you will gladly sit there and drink how many cans of that shit a day?
I drink about 4 cans of it a day.
Okay, and when one of the days when you're live on your podcast, gripping your chest, having a heart attack live on air, screaming for help, and we'll all be sitting there going, well, you know, you're smoking.
Good entertainment, wouldn't it? I tell you what, couldn't think of a better way to go. At least I get attention. We get a lot of listeners.
That's the end of it then. Like Tommy Cooper dying on stage.
Do you remember that? Yeah, Tommy Cooper died on stage.
That's right. And they all laughed and thought he was joking.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah, well, we'd be laughing for a different reason because we'd be knowing you're dead.
That's a horrible thing to say. Anyway, so Steve, getting back to vaping, you know, when you ban, like, we don't want to be a nation of just banning things. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
It's got a bit nanny state-ish, I suppose people would be saying, you know, just keep banning things. Like, you wouldn't ban cigarettes tomorrow, would you?
Niall, we ban so many things as it is. Why not add more to the list? You're not allowed to drive over the speed limit because you're putting yourself and other people at risk. You're not allowed to do that. I can't think of another thing that's banned.
It's more about putting... The reason we ban things is more about putting other people at risk, not yourself. You're allowed to put yourself at risk.
Okay, then why do you have to wear a seatbelt in the car, Niall, when you're on your own?
Well, the reason for the seatbelts in the car and the argument was that if you're not on your own and there's other people in the car, that you can bounce around the car and hit off somebody or go out to a windscreen hit a passerby.
I understand that. Yeah, I understand that. That's why I said when you're on your own, if I slam into a tree and not wearing a seatbelt, you know, the only person who's going to damage is me. Mm. But yet the government is nanny state there and they will say, no, Steve, you have to wear a seatbelt.
That's because it's a blunt instrument piece of legislation because the car is capable of holding 5 people.
Well, then why do we not have the same blunt instruments here for selling vapes? I mean, what the people are saying is absolutely 100% correct. You go into these shops, they smell amazing. Like, they smell wonderful. And they are geared towards children. All these happy names and happy colours and happy, happy, happy. You know, everything is happy about smoking vapes. No, it's not. No, it's absolutely not. Did you know that they had to lower the temperature in, I think it's the coils in the top of them, because if it burns too high, it produces formaldehyde.
That's right, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah, I heard that.
And do you know that the kids are hacking their bloody vapes to make it burn higher so they can get a bigger puff and a bigger cloud out of it?
Mm. Yeah, I know, yeah.
So what they're selling to these kids is eventually going to give them some sort of cancer, long-term conditions that we have no idea of.
It's a fair point, Dave. I know, Dave, you're not into banning stuff, but he makes a fair argument, doesn't he?
Mm. Well, I mean, look, when you had Steve on the last time talking about, like, just outright banning cigarettes, I actually agreed with him. I'd love to see a world where we're like, nope, cigarettes aren't coming in anymore. You're done. You know, tough shit. If you want
to
smoke.
But I'd love to see that world. I'd love to see a world with no cigarettes, no alcohol. By the way, I'd love to see a world with no alcohol.
Hey, calm your tits there now, all right?
No, but it's not, hold on. I wouldn't ban it. I'm not going to ban it. I don't drink, but I'm not going to ban alcohol. But I'd love to see a world with no alcohol. Think of the problems that would be solved.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, but less people die every year because of alcohol than of, like, cigarettes. And
no.
Even, like, the environmental,
no,
like,
statistically,
even the environmental problems are caused by cigarette butts.
Yeah, well, forget about the environmental problems for the moment. We talked about that the other night. Statistically, by the way, more people die directly and indirectly from alcohol than cigarettes. We don't
really?
Take it.
Whoa. Cite your source there, Niall.
Okay, let me Google.
I don't think that's correct.
You two chat amongst yourselves and I'll cite my source.
Well, Dave, how are you, Dave?
What's the story? Another one, Steve, when they were talking about banning stuff, fireworks.
Why? Fireworks are great crack. Not many people die from them.
Yeah, there you go. But they're banned because little Johnny son of a bitch is going to blow his fingers off because he's a moron.
Oh, yeah, well, then ban them because they are morons. So have you strangled one of your kids yet?
Yeah, no, I'm like a fucking close with though. Okay, here we go.
Worldwide, around 2.6 million deaths were caused by alcohol consumption in 2019. Of these, 1.6 million deaths were from non-communicable diseases. I don't know what that means. Where am I going to find it? Okay, keep going, keep talking. I didn't put the Google search in right.
So, yeah, you haven't strangled your kids yet, Dave?
No, not yet. Way too young to hit the teenage years, man. And hey, you'll find you daydream about smothering them in their sleep a lot more often.
Well, I'm already thinking about giving them back. I'm looking for a fucking refund on them.
Yes,
yeah. I wonder, like, did Sheen or Temu factories? So you might get a decent price.
Niall has finished his typing there. Go on, Niall. What?
Okay. Smoking and drinking are the two top things that cause death. By the way, can I just point out? Right, I've established that much, right? But I'm trying to find the actual statistic that I found before because what it's giving
me—you found it.
No, it's giving me alcohol, direct alcohol-related deaths, right? That's not what I want. So what I'm looking for is the figures that I found before, and I will find them. I don't have time right now. And it's to do with, for example...
No, you know you're wrong.
No, it's to do with... Okay, so here's what I mean, right? So, for example, somebody has a few drinks on them. They decide, I'm going to kill me missus. Or they decide, I'm going to drive a car and I'll die in an accident. So, in other words, indirectly caused by alcohol or whatever.
No, just give me the numbers.
I don't have the numbers to hand there. I was looking.
You know as well as I do. You just found the numbers and you don't want to say them because you're wrong.
Lads, let's just say it's bad.
Caught by the bollocks.
So, Dave, the point is, I would love to see a world without alcohol in it as well. But look, I don't want to ban it. So, you know what I mean? And Steve is saying to ban something. I understand that it's not good. And vaping is not good. Smoking is not good. It wouldn't, even though I'm a smoker, it wouldn't bother me tomorrow if they banned it, right? But I still don't think it's the right thing to do. We need to educate people not to do these things.
Yeah, we see, like, the will isn't there, really, you know what I mean? Like, because it at the end of the day, it is a good revenue generator. And yeah, fair enough, if we didn't have cigarettes and alcohol, we probably wouldn't be spending as much on healthcare because of all the, you know, illnesses and, reasons people, like, if you go to A&E on a Friday or Saturday night, the amount of people that go in because of alcohol, fair enough. But, like, if they're really serious about this, like, why aren't patches free? Why aren't gum free? You know what I mean? Why don't they say, we'll give you a few pound off one of those Alan Carr seminars or something like that, you know? So, but
because,
like, I would like to see a lot more.
Serious, Dave.
Yeah,
because
they don't give a shit.
The government couldn't give a shit. No, they couldn't give a flying fiddlers about us. They really don't. And look, you can't go out your back garden and burn rubbish, which is probably not going to affect anybody. I mean, it's going up into the atmosphere. Sure, it's a bit of pollution, but at the end of the day, you know, that's less harmful than cigarette smoking. You're allowed to smoke, but you're not allowed to burn rubbish out your back garden. It's the politics are all wrong on this.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not going to say it directly kills anybody to burn a bit of rubbish out your back garden. You're probably right. You probably doesn't do a huge amount of harm. Although Eamon Ryan would have a seizure. But in saying that,
of course,
every year 1,500 people in Ireland die from pollution.
Could you imagine tying Eamon Ryan to a chair? and making him watch as you burn your rubbish out of a car. Sellotape his eyelids open, like, you know, Clockwork Orange style.
Say, watch this, Eamon. So, okay, well, stay there for a second. This is a crazy show. Go on. Yep, sorry.
You know, Jordan did the pandemic stuff. You know, do you know all the nonsense stuff about the 11 euro meals or whatever the hell it was?
Nine euro meals.
The government's come out with stupid rules. And this is another one of them. Like, you can smoke cigarettes and kill yourself, but you can't burn rubbish out your back garden. When are they going to get it right? At the end of the day, we do need somewhat of a dictator of a government to say, no, lads, these are acting the bollocks. Enough is enough. You can't smoke this crap anymore. The expenses are too much. There's people dying left, right and centre of it. No, just stop. Stop selling cigarettes. Stop selling alcohol.
And then what would you do? Because you told us before you smoke weed.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at you all, Mr. Yeah, Clean.
I had my fun. I'm okay now. Screw everybody else.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me go to Luke. Luke, hi. How are you?
Good evening, Ned. How's it going?
Good. Luke, the idea of Australia have banned vapes, they're the first country to ban the sale of vapes outside of pharmacies. Is that a good idea?
Well, firstly, I'd say that if the vapes were banned in Ireland at the moment, you'd have to put my missus in a straitsuit because she'd go mad.
Right, okay.
But on a serious note, I think, on principle, I don't agree with things just being outright banned. I said the same about the cigarettes the last night when I was on. But maybe the way they're sold and who they're sold to should be more restricted and controlled.
Well, it is restricted. We brought in legislation back in January to restrict the age that you can sell somebody a vape. Up to that point, there was no age limit. It was self-regulated. So we have regulated the age now. They also want to regulate the flavours too.
Now, I would actually agree on the regulation of flavours, but going back to the regulation on age limits and all that, it's clearly having no impact because on a daily basis, I see young people in their early teens going around smoking on these vapes.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I think the companies who are producing things like those colourful disposable vapes you see in every shop should be held accountable for these actions because, like, they're clearly blatantly advertising these at children. They're advertised almost like they're Haribos.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't disagree with you. We did the same years ago with the Alco Pops. Do you remember the Alco Pops? They were kind of bubblegum flavoured. They tasted like lemonade.
But to be fair, with alcohol, though young people do get it, it's a lot harder to get than vapes.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, vapes seem to be just flooding into young people's hands and there's no control on it at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I think that only authorised vape shops should be allowed to sell vapes with restrictions on flavours and make sure there's a proper crackdown on enforcing age limits on it. I think that's what the government prioritise here.
But you wouldn't like to see it banned because you just don't agree with banning stuff, per se.
I think, as a point of principle, people, for instance, should just be able to pick what they can and can't do.
Yeah, with free will.
So
yeah.
Heroin.
It's your own prerogative to go out and buy the vape.
Sorry?
And people do that, and that's their choice. I don't agree with it. I think anyone selling drugs should be brought to meet the full force of the law. But at the same time,
then why not vapes and cigarettes? Why not vapes and cigarettes? Because, I mean, people should have the choice to be able to buy whatever they want to buy. So I don't have the option to buy heroin. Well, I mean, it's there. I can get it if I want. But, I mean, if I'm caught doing it, it's against the law.
You can't just walk into a spar shop and buy it, like.
No,
I'll tell you
not.
What, Steve.
But look,
I'll tell you what, Steve. In comparison to nicotine products and heroin and cocaine, you don't see needles with nicotine all around the streets of Dublin or Cork. And you don't see people buzzed off their face on cocaine going around attacking people. You don't see that with nicotine.
I'll tell you what you see with nicotine. Go into the hospitals and they're dying in their droves because of smoking related diseases. Just go in. Have you ever been in one of the wards, the cancer wards in the hospital, where people are dying of lung cancer and they're still going outside and smoking? It is one of the most horrible things you will ever witness in your entire life. I've witnessed it several times.
And it's horrific, but those people knew. you, everyone knows the impact that nicotine can have.
And everyone knows the impact of heroin. And those other drugs.
Mm.
Yes, but why is it legal?
But the point that he's making is, and I don't know whether Luke would agree with, you know, legalizing Class A drugs for sale, but the point he's making is that people should still have free will as long as you're not harming others in the process.
Because
but you're there, Bill.
Sorry, Luke, finish what you were saying, Luke, to Steve there.
I was saying, if anything should be banned, it should be alcohol, because that's the drug that does have a negative impact on people surrounding people using it. I don't agree with banning that either, but if we were to talk, if I have a discussion about anything, it should be alcohol. But nicotine technically doesn't have a physical impact on the people around the users.
Let me just throw out my fake statistic again. Alcohol directly and indirectly kills more people. I'm going to stick to that, by the way. Somebody's going to fact check that for me, and maybe they'll find I'm probably right. Can I say, because I've looked up the new the statistics there, directly, obviously, cigarette smoking kills more people than alcohol.
What's the number?
I did, hold on a second. I did have it there. Let me see.
You're mad at the numbers, Steve.
Yeah, he's mad into his numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to find America there. Okay, world data. Okay, here we go. 7.2 million people die directly from tobacco. 1.8 million people died directly from alcohol use. 463,000 died directly from illicit drug use. Alcohol disorders. Now, here's the thing. So there's another 158,000 on alcohol use disorders.
Okay, but still six times higher now.
No. But what I'm saying is, I remember seeing this research before, when you take into consideration the indirect damage that alcohol does.
Yes.
So there's no indirect damage, for example, from tobacco. Realistically, I mean, you don't, you know, smoke a cigarette and then crash your car or fall and hit your head or something, you know. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to alcohol use, it causes other problems, like crime, for example, increases because of alcohol. A lot of things increase because of alcohol use, depending.
Yes, I understand that, Niall, but the figures still are staggering. Like, as I said earlier, you know, we get it wrong. Just hold on a second, buddy. We get it wrong so many times. We're such idiots.
Mm.
Like I said earlier, when you just said, what was it, 400 and something thousand people die of drugs, which is a small number.
463,000, yeah.
463,000 is a small number in comparison to 7 million people, Niall.
Number. Oh, no,
yet
I know.
Drugs. Yeah, hold on a second, but drugs are banned and cigarettes are not. So where's the sense in that? It's idiotic.
Mm.
I'll put it to you this way, Steve. How many families are abused? How many families are robbed? How many crimes are committed over nicotine compared to illicit substances?
Okay, I'll answer that for you.
How many fatalities on the streets?
I tell you an interesting statistic as well? Sorry for interrupting, and you can answer his question in a second. There's a little bar graph thing here that I can move a fader on or a slider on that tells me the year. And if I go to 2004, for example, 6.5 million people died from tobacco-related illnesses. Now, I'm going to ask you, why is the number going up rather than down? So now, if you go back to 2021, which is the latest figure I have here, it's 7.25 million. So it's gone from 5 million to 7 million in 20 years. Why do you think it's gone up when less people are smoking? Interesting question. It's not that. That's a good answer because of the increase in population, but that still wouldn't account when you take into consideration that less people smoke. The answer is because people have got older. So those who were smoking for 20 or 30 years have now got to a point in their lives where they're unwell and die.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right, can I just point out something? That's 7 million people who died of smoke-related diseases. You have to take into consideration, even if they had a bare minimum of two family members, that's 14 million people who have been directly affected by smoking-related diseases, who have lost a loved one. 14 million people, minimum. So when you say these other things, like who's been for, you know, drinking drugs, you know, there's no right here. They're all wrong.
I agree completely.
And ban it.
It doesn't have an impact, but it doesn't have the same kind of impact. It's not like someone goes home and abuses their family for drug money.
Luke, they do. People are looking for drug money. Now, we're not talking about smoking, we're talking about drugs. They steal from their family. But, you know, heroin use destroys families.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the difference between someone dying of nicotine or like nicotine usage and someone who goes home and absolutely traumatizes their family every single day, going through absolutely. Their drug money, going through their drug withdrawal, all these different complications related to drugs? That's why drugs are legal and not nicotine, because nicotine doesn't have the same impact on people and families.
Luke, two things can be right at the same time. What I'm saying is drugs, drink, cigarette smoking, it all should be banned for the betterment of every single one of us.
And Steve, I agree with you. Like, in an ideal world, people just wouldn't smoke.
Can I ask Dave a question? He's probably smoking as he's listening to us. Sorry, Dave, for leaving you out of the conversation there. But Dave, if they ban smoking tomorrow, would you stop smoking?
I'd have no other choice, wouldn't I?
No, well, you could buy them on the black market, maybe, off the Polish lad up the road.
I wouldn't know. I've bought black market cigarettes before. I'd rather fucking stick my mouth around the tailpipe in my car. Thanks very much. They're dirt.
In other words, you would give them up if they banned them tomorrow.
I'd have to give up. I've tried poxy hypnosis, and it still didn't work. I want to give up. Like, my mother died of lung cancer. You'd think that'd be enough of a drive for me to give up the cigarettes, but I just, for whatever it is about them, I find it so hard to give them up. I really do.
Am I allowed to give a recommendation on how to give up?
Please.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so when I wanted to give them up, I went to the doctor and I said, look, I've tried absolutely everything. You know, the patches, I was almost rolling the patches up and smoking them because there were no bleeding use. And the doctor suggested that I go on to a tablet called Chempex. Chempex were originally designed to get people off of heroin. And what they noticed was the people who were no longer taking the heroin also didn't want to smoke cigarettes anymore. And it was about a month. I was still smoking after taking them for a month, and I thought, these things aren't even working. One day I woke up, and it was 9 o'clock at night before I went, Jesus, I haven't had a cigarette today. Never even thought about it. So check them out. Ask your doctor.
Yeah, I know people who have used Champex, or whatever they're called. I'm aware of them. Now, they can have side effects. They can make you feel a little bit unwell. I know people who have taken them.
I know some people who tried them, and they said like they went a bit funny in their headspace.
Yeah.
I know there's a bit of a suicidal ideation kind of a thing about them as well.
I would hate that to happen to anybody.
That's what would have me a little weary, you know?
Yeah, but I do know you need to talk to a doctor, obviously, about them. They can have side effects, but I know a couple of people have used them and they've been effective. They've worked. But then again, you have to take into consideration those side effects. Lads, listen, Luke, Steve, Dave, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on and talking to us tonight. Overall, by the way, the majority of people suggested that it would be no harm to ban vaping purely for the sake of the kids. Yeah, think of the children, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.